roll coupling experienced on most aircraft. The lower ventral part of this very effective directional control surface, which had to be accommodated and even removed during the high angle of attack entries on altitude flights, is discussed in this book. The information and techniques developed in the X-15 program literally laid the groundwork for the space shuttle. Hardware, flight control systems, operational flight techniques, physiological data, crew operations with a full pressure suit, data monitoring of both aircraft and biological parameters, simulation, and real-time mission control were all direct beneficiaries of the X-15 program. But perhaps the most significant contribution was the airplane's demonstration of the ability to routinely manage energy of an unpowered, low-lift-to-drag, winged vehicle through re-entry from space to a precise touchdown on a runway or lake bed. During the design development phase of the space shuttle, many key engineers and managers at NASA felt it was necessary to have deployable, air-breathing engines to provide go-around capability, or at least a shallower and more benign final approach to touchdown after re-entering from space. Because the lift